Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Good morning. I'm Tom Morgan here in the Sunbury Studios, still dimly lit on a skeleton crew. Laura's at home in Elysburg. We'll check with her in just a bit. I can't believe this skeleton crew, like, hasn't gone crazy already. There's Mark Lawrence with the news, Rob the Sports Center. He does like everything around here. And then there's me. I mean, the three of us now, we're on like week 12 with just three people in the building. I can't believe we're not killing each other. But we do, oddly enough, get along, and we're three totally different dudes. But, you know, here we are. And every once in a while, somebody says, Tom, you should turn the lights up. And I say, nope. Not till everybody's back. We got some dim lighting here in the KX studios. As we wrap up another week and head into Father's Day weekend, if you're a dad, try to get some relaxation in these stress-filled times. If you're not a dad and you have a dad, make sure you get in contact with him. Make that infamous phone call, whether it's across town or across the country. I have three beautiful daughters living all over the country. Nobody's here. Just me. It's all good, I guess. One's in Los Angeles. One's in Philadelphia. The other's in Baltimore. I hope I at least get a phone call. Let this be a lesson to you. Don't text your dad and say Happy Father's Day. Call him. Hear his voice. Even if he talks about the same old things over and over. You know, because dads do that. How's your car running? My dad used to do that. And you know, I used to laugh about it, but now I miss it. My dad's been gone 7 or 8 years. I don't know, but every day I think of that guy. That guy was my hero growing up. I thought he was Batman. I really did, because he worked high steel construction. I don't know. Like, well, how do I put this? I guess you don't know what you got till it's gone. Or as John Lennon said, you don't know what you got till you lose it. So I wish I could call my dad and hear his voice. He always said the same thing. How are the girls doing? That's my daughters I told you about. And then, how's your job? I'd say, oh, it's the same old dad. You know, I'm doing okay. How's the car running? Those were the three important things in my dad's life. Your family, your job, and your car. Man, I wish I could relive those three questions. But I can't. So as we roll into a Father's Day weekend, here's hoping you could get in touch with your dad. And hey, hopefully your kids will get in touch with you. And here's hoping I get three phone calls. So I could say, how's your family? How's your job? How's your car? But what do I know? I'm just Tom Morgan, thinking out loud. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
This Sunday is Father's Day, the day we all pretend what time is it where you are counts as conversation.
It's just fun.
Love the music.
It pumps me up.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
It's so funny.
Life worth talking about.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Happy Friday. Heading into Father's Day weekend. The Fix from the MTV years. I'll get you ready for Flashback Friday. It's about 30 minutes away. Get your requests ready. Maybe your dad's favorite song from years ago. I remember my dad loved MTV, which was really weird because dads usually, you know, don't go for that kind of thing. No matter what generation you're from, there's always some kind of generation gap. But my dad, just this hearty, strong, macho construction worker, wouldn't mind sitting on the couch once in a while when all of us kids, all us Morganzos, were laying around watching MTV. And he would actually watch along with us. And sometimes the quirkier, the better, like The Fix. He liked the voice of Boy George in Culture Club, but then when he would see Boy George, he'd be like, what's the matter with him? You know, that kind of thing. And liked quirky R&B, like the Daz Band, Rick James, you know, stuff like that. It was just really strange. But my favorite memory of my dad and MTV is he loved the ZZ Top videos. And I don't know if he just loved that steady ZZ Top guitar sound, or did he just like the nice looking girls in the video? I don't know. I don't know. Some questions will never be answered. You know what dads do like, though? The homemade presents. So if your kids can make something homemade, that's always special. And there's a reason for that.
Father's Day came around. My girlfriend went, "What do you want for Father's Day?" And I went, "I don't want anything. Don't even worry about it. I don't want anything." And she goes, "Come on, you got to have something." I said, "Honestly, I don't want anything." And she goes, "Come on." And I went, "It's my money. Just don't touch it. Just leave my money alone." How hard is this? How about for 24 hours, you don't touch my money? That would be a kiss. That's why every single father has that one Father's Day gift that they cherish. It's like a ceramic mug that the kid made in school where the handle's too big. And it says, "I heart Dad." And they keep that for 20 years, this mug. And do you want to know why they like it? Every now and again, they look at it and go, "That cost me nothing, that mug."
There it is. Dads keep the homemade gifts. I still have a spare change tray on the nightstand from one of my kids. I'll save life. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:44. Good morning. Heading into Father's Day weekend, heading into summer. I always say summer starts at Memorial Day. I don't care about equinoxes and all that position of the sun and the earth. However, the first official day of summer happens this weekend on the 21st. Summer, for me, is like getting outdoors, even if it means doing things I'm not good at. Like golf. Okay, I like to golf, but I'm not good at it. And I make up my own rules, or I don't play by the rules. I don't care. And then the PGA has a golfer who just like became my hero yesterday. I'm going to start following Adam Hadwin. I hope I said his name right. Pretty easy, Hadwin. But anyway, the PGA Tour is in Hilton Head. And I guess Adam gets in a position where he's in the bunker, the sand trap, the beach, whatever you want to call it. And he gets in there and he kind of bends down and moves a little bit of the sand. He never touched his ball. You're not supposed to touch your ball. You know, us amateur golfers do that all the time. I don't like where the ball is. Just move it away. You can't. But I guess he never touched the ball, but an official saw it and he got some kind of penalty. So listen to this explanation here.
I'm pretty sure that's a penalty what I just did there.
Yeah, see, so
rock,
he kind of admits
it. As I grabbed said rock, it crumbled because it was actually sand.
It wasn't a rock.
I assume it's a penalty.
Yeah.
I'll just verify everything and make sure. But your ball didn't move. See?
No. Ball didn't move or anything like that.
His ball didn't move. Leave him alone.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I assumed. Okay. Thanks. Well, not thank you, but yeah. Screw you, but thanks.
How about that?
Yeah. Screw you, but thanks.
He said that to the official. That is amazing. Try to work that into your language today. Hey, thanks. Thank you. No, not thank you. Screw you, but thanks. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next. Mark has that for us, Rob, with these sports, including that golf, which is just too funny. And will there be Major League Baseball? Come on, guys. I thought it was settled yesterday. But now the Players Union says they want more games, which amounts to more money. Blah, 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 blah. AccuWeather says, really nice. There's always the threat of a thunder shower when you have humidity, but looks good. I mean, right through Father's Day, like right into Monday. So just keep an eye on the sky for a thunder shower. Steve will have all the full details for us. How's that? Heading into the first day of summer this weekend, heading into Father's Day weekend, and heading into the Mayan calendar end of the world weekend. Yeah, don't put too much weight on that. Okay, just don't worry about it. It was supposed to happen in 2012 and it didn't. It's not going to happen now. Anyway, Father's Day is the more important thing, I think, unless you like the first day of summer. I treat Memorial Day weekend as the first day of summer. Laura's here. Laura, earlier this hour, talking about my dad's weird taste in music. It was so varied. It was so crazy. Put you on the spot. What's Len Dogg's favorite weird song?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, did he ever watch MTV with you when you were a little kid?
No.
No? My dad.
My dad's more of a classics kind of guy.
Oh, okay.
He loves Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, boy.
Also,
really?
Huge Beatles fan.
Yes, I knew that. But Buffett, wow. What do you know? Speaking of Beatles, my dad was in the service for the Korean War, and he wrote a letter home to his girlfriend, who's now my mom, and he said, there's a new guy down here. Everybody's talking about him. His name's Elvis Presley. You should check him out and look what happened with Elvis. And then later when the Beatles came along, my dad liked both. And, like, sometimes you had to decide, are you an Elvis fan or are you a Beatles fan? It was a tough decision. And then
there's no reason to choose between those two greats.
See, that's what I thought, but there was back then. And then the Rolling Stones came along, and then it was like, well, you can't be a Beatles fan if you're a Stones fan. It was like,
sure,
yes, you could. You know, you should like all kinds of music. But anyway, I was talking earlier about my dad's like for weird music. We played The Fix, Saved by Zero. My pop loved that song. And then every once in a while, he'd come up with stuff like he loved the Culture Club. He just didn't like looking at Boy George. You know, it was just like it was.
Fair enough.
And he loved ZZ Top, but I think he just loved watching the videos because of the girls in them. And I don't think he, you know, but whatever.
Again, fair enough.
Yeah, there you go. So we're talking about dads. Flashback Friday is on the way. What do you say we flashback to some of our dad's favorite songs within reason? I mean, you know, we're not going to get really weird. But, you know, if your dad has a favorite song or you are a dad and you have a favorite song, we're going to do it right after the news. What do you say there, Laura?
Sounds like a good plan, Tommy Tom. Also, don't forget to get those requests in
right like now. 94KX and a Flashback Friday heading into Father's Day weekend. Sometimes if you want to look into your father's eyes, all you have to do is look in the mirror. Eric Clapton, that finished on a list of top Father's Day songs that I was looking at today. But I think sometimes that's just a list of songs with father or dad or papa in the title, because there's a lot of songs on that list, Laura, that I'm not really liking.
At least Eric Clapton makes sense.
Yeah.
My father's eyes, talking about it. But I mean, some of the other ones are just kind of like.
Yeah, like even Papa Don't Preach by Madonna. That finished number one, a good song, but that's not a real good dad song. It's like.
I was going to say.
Yikes.
Like, your girl's in trouble. Papa Don't Preach.
Exactly.
Like, maybe we shouldn't.
So let's not do those songs today.
No.
Papa Was a Rolling Stone by The Temptations. Great song, but no.
No.
And even
Cats
like,
in the Cradle is also like, that's so
depressing.
Sad.
Yes. And I love Springsteen, right? But Springsteen's My Father's House, another one that's just depressing as all hell. I mean, no.
I will say that Beyonce's song, Daddy, and then also the duet between Billy Ray Cyrus and Miley Cyrus, those are both great songs.
Yeah.
They should be a little bit higher up.
Yeah, I totally agree. So we want to know your dad's song, but it doesn't have to have dad in the title, and it doesn't have to be about your dad. Maybe your dad loved Motley Crue or something, or maybe your dad loved...
Oh my gosh, I'm going down this list. Strutting Like My Daddy, Birdman, and Little Wayne.
Little Wayne, come on now. It's just funny.
I like Will Smith, Just the Two of Us. That's cute.
Yeah, that's neat. And I don't know, a lot of them are country songs on that list because those country musicians, they like to write about their mama and their daddy.
Their daddy.
Yeah.
They like to write about their daddy. That's okay.
But we want to know what kind of music your dad liked or what music you like now, maybe because of your dad. Laura mentioned that. Her dad, he's a Beatles freak. So, you know, Laura knows Beatles music generations later.
I actually have an idea. People should call in and request songs that their dads love or their dad's favorite song. And it doesn't have to have father or dad in the title.
Pretty much what I just said. But
that's
it. Just go
like,
for it.
Request.
I don't know. So come on, let's do it. How about things your dad, this is funny, things your dad never said.
Okay.
Now,
like what?
Well, listen very carefully.
Help me. Don't you make me turn this car around.
Well, no, that stuff your dad did say. Or was your dad a nice guy and he never said that? My dad said that a lot.
My dad was a nice guy.
You kids quiet down or I'll turn around. There'll be no vacation at the beach. Really, Dad? Come on. But here's a quick montage of things your dad never said.
Why haven't you gotten a tattoo yet? How come you don't have any piercings yet? Yep, we're lost. We are completely lost.
Ah!
Ooh, sports.
Just do whatever the mechanic says to do.
Vehicle maintenance is completely overrated.
Make sure you get all your video games done before you start your homework.
Doesn't anybody want to know if we're there yet? Remember, if you need anything between midnight and 4 a.m., please come wake me up.
Hey, I'm on the phone. Could you bring the baby over and let him climb all over me?
Hey, can you please turn that music up?
Yeah, could you please turn that music up? My dad never said that to me. Never.
Yeah, no.
There's just a list of things your dad never said. 94KX for the class of 77 on a flashback Friday. Plenty of room at the Hotel California. Biter's birthday buddies coming up in just a bit. Powered up by Biter's Furniture, Mattress, and Appliance Store. Musical birthdays. Are you ready, Laura?
Probably not, especially on a flashback Friday. I don't know if I can do as well as I did yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was yeah, it was record-breaking. So I don't know. But you got two in the list today that I think you can handle. Macklemore. Okay. Macklemore is 37 today. He's one of my favorites, young rappers.
I do love me some Macklemore.
Yeah. Brian Welsh, his nickname is Head. He is the guitarist from Korn. There you go. Here's one for you. Person number one, Laura, Paula Abdul's 58. Go.
Oh my gosh. You can't put me on.
Oh, I would love to hear Laura Good singing straight up or something like that, man.
Straight up now, Tommy.
Hold on. No. Straight up now. It's time for Tom and Laura's birthday buddies. Oh.
Love it.
Every morning on the radio.
Mark DeBarge is 61 today. He's a member of that 80s band, DeBarge. They were a family. He played the trumpet.
I like DeBarge.
Yeah, so did I. Maybe we'll do some DeBarge. And finally, she's old, but she could still belt it out. Ann Wilson of Heart is 70 years old today.
Heart. Woo! Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're killing me this morning. You're killing me, Smalls.
I know you want to go Barracuda.
I do.
Birthday buddies.
Birthday buddies. But instead, it's time for Biter's
Birthday Buddies.
You betcha. Happy birthday to Brandy Erb of Selim's Grove. She's 31.
A very, very happy birthday to Casey Hartley from Middleburg, 24 today.
Elizabeth Larson from Watsontown is 49.
Gina Zach from Coal Township turns 52.
Happy birthday to Jennifer Wagner. She's from Lewisburg. She's 41 today.
Marty Rink from Richfield turns 65.
Hey, Marty. She's an old buddy of mine. Mary Anna Rebar is 44 today. Happy birthday, Mariana.
Michelle Startzel from Bear Valley turns 44.
Natalie Rhodes from McVeightown is 40 today.
Rita Klinger from Selim's Grove turns 52.
Is that Sine? Is that how you say
it? I think it is Sine.
What a
yeah.
cool name. Sine Paust from Sunbury, 65.
Here's another good one. Summer Lee Parker.
Oh, wow.
From Selim's Grove turns 32.
Summer Lee makes me feel fine.
Right.
What do we got? Oh, on the text club, Christy Farrell from Danville is celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, girl, from Kelly, Skylar, and Emma. There you go.
And from the 94KX Facebook page, a very happy birthday to Beverly Scout of Northumberland. That's from your friend, Tracy. Happy birthday, Beverly.
All right. We have a weekly winner from Biter's, and that weekly winner is Steve Coons from Mifflinburg. Happy birthday, Steve. Texted his birthday, and we made him a winner.
That's right. $100. Steve gets it. And $100 could be yours to shop at Biter's every single week. We pick a winner every Friday. Somebody gets it. So make sure that you sign up for our text club at WQKX.com.
Every day at about this time, it's
Biter's
birthday
buddies. It sounded like pigs in space.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Perfect.
Pigs in space every day on 94KX. 94KX going out for Mickey there. A request. There's your white snake. Flashback Friday flashes back decades and decades. We need your requests. Hey, Laura, who determines what goes out of style and what comes back?
I think nowadays it's Instagram influencers.
Ooh, good point. Because I was thinking maybe there was a subcommittee of the government, like a dark group of people that is anonymous and they hide in a cave somewhere and decide. Remember, a couple weeks
she
ago?
She hides on like the Upper East Side of New York City. Her name is Anna Wintour, and she's the editor-in-chief of Vogue.
Okay.
Fashion decisions can be traced back to Anna Wintour.
Yes, like a couple weeks ago, we said the miniskirt is back or whatever, and you were like, says who? Right. Well, here's something that's back from the 90s. It's called the Tamagotchi. Did you have one of those things, that talking little...
Oh, a Tamagotchi? Tamagotchi, however you say it?
Whatever.
Yeah. I had a Furby, too. Those things were creepy.
Now I got to ask you, my kids had Furbies, but we never had a Tamagotchi. What's the difference? Was the Tamagotchi, like, creepier or what? Like, what?
No, it was like the little keychain thingy. Like, you had to keep it alive.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, the Furby was exactly that. It was like a furry stuffed toy. So the difference was it was hanging
on
a keychain.
This was more digital.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's definitely like the predecessor to The Sims.
Oh, boy. Well, Jimmy Fallon did a bit last night, a fake commercial, if you will, and it's the absolute truth. It's back, and he's not too happy about it.
Straight from the 90s, Tamagotchis are back, and they're ready to play. Tamagotchi lets you know when it's hungry.
Feed me!
Tamagotchi asks you to help it exercise.
Take me for a walk!
And now, Tamagotchi asks you why you chose to wake it up in 2020 of all years.
No! Oh, God, no! What hell on earth is this? Why have I awoken into this eternal nightmare? For the love of all that is holy, send me back to the 90s!
Tamagotchi. Get yours today.
Take out my battery. Run me through the dishwasher. Just let me die.
Oh, my.
Yo, the new ones are expensive.
How much for moms and dads listening?
Oh, my gosh. I just hopped on Amazon.com.
Tamagotchi on Amazon is expensive?
$59.99, but you get free shipping.
Oh, okay. Happy Father's Day.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
This week I've got three recommendations for movies you can stream on Netflix, and they all have director Spike Lee in common. First, check out his latest film, The Five Bloods. It's about a group of black Vietnam vets who return to the country in order to retrieve a stash of gold they buried back in the day. The film works as a thriller about the quest for a fortune, but it also serves to celebrate the often overlooked contributions of black soldiers in Vietnam. All in all, it's powerful stuff, and Delroy Lindo gives an Oscar-worthy performance. I also recommend Get on the Bus. It follows a group of men making their way from L.A. to Washington, D.C. to take part in the Million Man March. Although the film came out in 1996, its themes remain timely. Plus, it's got a lot of humor and great performances from the cast, which includes Andre Brower and Ossie Davis. And finally, carve out 3.5 hours for Malcolm X, which is Spike Lee's epic biopic of the slain civil rights leader. Denzel Washington gives the best performance of his career as Malcolm, and the movie goes deep into what the man did and how his views transformed over the years. The Five Bloods, Get on the Bus, and Malcolm X, all directed by Spike Lee, are streaming for free on Netflix.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Great choices for Juneteenth. Definitely. You should like Mike on Facebook, right, Laura?
Yes, make sure that you like and follow Movie Mike on Facebook, because he just posted this morning that AMC theaters, which are our local theaters, are to reopen most U.S. locations on July 15th.
Oh, he is jumping out of his theater seat, isn't he?
I bet.
Flashback Friday continues after news, which is on the way next. 94KX, the number one song on a list of songs that mention dad, papa, whatever, was Madonna's Papa Don't Preach. Don't necessarily think it's a positive thing, but every once in a while your dad would sit you down and give you a speech or a preach or whatever. Mm-hmm. But 9 out of 10 times, I deserved it when my old man let me have it. Let me tell you. But those
nine out of 10 times, I also deserved it.
Not lovely little, cute little Laura Good. She never caused any trouble, that Washaleski kid.
I tried not to.
But what happened on the way?
Every once in a while, I would misstep and I'd have to be, you know, like a little come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, and that's what they would call it, right? If it was the whole family, my dad called it a family meeting. Nobody gets up from the dinner table. It's time for a family meeting. Uh-oh.
They had a family meeting about me the one time.
Wait a minute.
And actually, they decided to keep the dog and send me to the SPCA. So, you know, there was that.
Little true life story. Laura,
she must have been something. Anyway, it is Father's Day weekend, and because of the coronavirus, or maybe because your dad is no longer with us, like mine is not, you've come up with a list for us?
Yes, the top five ways you can celebrate Father's Day when you can't be with your dad, whether he's no longer with us, like you said, or maybe just you're separated by distance or this COVID-19 junk.
Junk. I like it. Okay, what do you got?
So you can reach out to other dad figures in your life, especially if your dad is passed. Call your mom. Call her on Father's Day and then reminisce about those family times that you had together.
That's a great idea. Because sometimes old Mama Morgan remembers the final days a little bit too much instead of the happy days. So we have to remember the good stuff. Very good, Laura. Very good.
Talk about the nice things.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about that, create something in his memory.
Oh.
Plant a tree, plant a flower, make a plaque, put on one of his favorite shirts if he still have one. That would be nice.
Oh, wow. All of my dad's grandchildren have his bandanas that he wore under his hard hat as a construction worker.
That's cool.
So I do
That's
know
really cool.
They either have them hanging up in the house. My youngest daughter still hangs it off the mirror in her car 7 years later. I think the first idea you came up with there, I think my dad loved rose bushes. I think I'm going to plant a rose bush this weekend. That'll
be
cool.
There you go.
There you go.
Perfect.
Thanks for that idea.
Perfect.
All right, number
You're
three.
Welcome.
Number three.
Next up, enjoy his favorite food or beverage together on Zoom or FaceTime if you can't be together. Mm-hmm. Make a meal that your dad would love. I know you would cheers with the Budweiser.
Oh, my dad, he loved Budweiser.
I know.
and no offense against Bud, but it's like my least favorite beer. But yeah, I'll crack open a Bud.
My dad, I will be able to see him on Sunday. We will be clinking glasses of Yingling Premium Light.
Ugh. How about
we
if
switch
I
switch to the blue can, the light?
How about if I drink my Bud and then I head over to your dad's driveway and clink a Yingling and he could look at
Come
me out
to
the
my
window.
Driveway because we'll be in my backyard. You're invited.
Okay.
Come on over.
Sounds
Seriously.
Great. This one's for you, Len Dog. All right. Wow.
So if you can get together,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're in the green phase here in these crazy times.
Yeah.
Go to a place that you like to go to together.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Go for a bike ride, do something outside, especially dads with little kiddos. That'd be nice.
My dad was an amazing baseball coach, and he never coached me. Is that funny or what? He coached everybody. Like when he got into Little League, I was already older or whatever, but he coached my little brother straight up through. And so if I am going to be in the Wilkes-Barre area, I think I'll stop at the South Wilkes-Barre Little League field. I don't know what it's called now. And then just walk the bases. That would be cool. Yeah,
very cool.
You're coming up with some good ideas. I'm getting a little misty.
Oh, don't get misty.
Okay.
This is happy. It's meant to make people smile.
Okay.
So say you can't leave the house, right?
Oh, right.
So there are still those parameters in place. So mm-hmm. you FaceTime dad and you're like, and you cheers virtually. You're like, now what?
Okay.
Maybe donate to a cause in his name.
Wow. What a great idea. Five great ideas, actually. I mean,
you hit
a home run on all five of those, girl.
Wow. I tried. Don't forget, I mean, worst case scenario, you know, click, purchase, send. Gets out a gift.
And what did
Ship
you say?
It on over.
Especially when shipping is free. Laura's a big fan of that.
I really am.
Happy Father's Day to everyone. 94KX and Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning heading into a Father's Day weekend and remembering Dad with certain songs, right?
The model's Bruce bumping in the boys' room for me.
there's a Father's Day request right there.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. Maybe he got caught smoking in the boys' room when he was a kid.
And, I knew all of the words to that song thanks to my cousin Colleen at age three.
At age three?
Give or take three or four. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Did you ever get notes sent home from school and your dad had to sit you down and talk to you? No, you're probably a good kid.
I may or may not have.
How about a neighbor? Did you have a neighbor that called your house and said you were causing trouble and then your dad would have to come get you? Or you had to have another one of those family talks?
Actually, you know what? No. In our neighborhood growing up, everybody got along really well.
Uh-huh.
We had minimal issues.
I remember one time, Mrs. McGrath, rest in peace, called my mom and dad and said, some boys are up on the railroad trestle hopping trains again, and I think your boys are two of them. So there's me and my little brother. We come home, and my mom and dad line us up in the kitchen there, and they say, hey, we got a phone call. Somebody's been hopping trains on the trestle. Was it you boys? I put my hands in my pocket and said, no, it wasn't us, Pop. My brother put his hands up like he surrenders and said, no, it wasn't me. Except his hands were all rusty.
Ooh, uh-oh.
News is next. 94KX. Your dad caught you smoking in the boys' room. Oh, wait, that was the principal. Never mind. It's different. There's that request. that funny man asked for.
Great request.
Great stuff. We are the official morning radio show of fire companies. You realize that, Laura?
You know what? I will wear that badge with pride.
You betcha. I mean, they love us at the Hookies. They love us at the Reliance. They love us at the Rescues.
Woo! Don't forget the Hosey over in Mount Carmel.
Yep, at Mount Carmel. We got to do a road trip there. And
I'm telling you, we need a party bus and go around to all of the different fire companies.
That is
seriously
absolutely the coolest idea. What, we came up with that years ago, and I guess upper management has been stumbling on it. But I think it would be great if we
similar
had a party
to
bus.
The sandwich stroll in Sunbury, but it's like the firehouse frolic.
Ooh,
and
nice,
we
nice.
Keep it safe. Maybe we get a limo bus or some kind of party van from one of our local partners.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pile in the people and we head around to all of the different fire company watering holes.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, you should make it happen.
Absolutely love the idea. When I first moved here to take the job with Sunbury Broadcasting in 1982, I think the first year I was here, and some people, listeners might be able to back me up on this, the fire company convention was in Sunbury. It was amazing. One of the guys that worked here said, hey, you want to go to the fire company convention with me this weekend? I go, what is that? He goes, $5, they give you a plastic mug, and you visit every single fire company. I was like, okay.
Fantastic.
I had a great time. I don't know when that's returning, but maybe it was 83. I don't know. Anyway, we're talking about fire companies. Our friends at The Rescue are doing that Mustang raffle again, and it's coming up, including a live stop by some of us here at the radio station with their early bird drawing for $500 in cash. Details.
Whoa.
I mean,
I could use $500. Are we eligible or not?
Probably not, but I could use it too. Anyway, the big prize is a 2020 Cali Stang, as they call them, California special model Mustang. It could be yours. And tickets are $100. There are fewer than 200 tickets left. Anyway, you want all the details, go to RHC. That's Rescue Hose Company, okay? RHC Mustang Raffle .com. And tell them Tom and Laura sent you. How's that?
Sounds like a plan to me. Tommy, here's the plan.
Okay.
We win both those things.
Yeah.
I'll take the $500. You get the Stang.
And they never see us again.
Deal. Done.
Wrapping up Flashback Friday. My dad was a Navy guy. But anyway, he wasn't really a Village People kind of guy. Thank you for the request.
My pop-up was a Navy guy, and so was my Uncle Jeff. My whole family are Navy people on my dad's side.
My dad used to get picked on because the entire Morganzo family were like, Marines! You know? I think I had one.
And then he went Navy.
I think one random Uncle Bob might have been in the Army, but yeah, my dad went Navy. Always rooted for Navy in the Army-Navy game, et cetera, et cetera.
See, that was a struggle because on my mom's side, everybody was Army.
Ooh, that could cause a family problem at game time. Anyway, if you're a dad, have a happy Father's Day. If your dad is still with us, make sure you make contact with him. If not, just remember him this weekend. That's what it's all about. We usually wrap up with a thought for the day. My dad's greatest phrase, I don't know if it was a thought, Laura, but whenever we were in a party mode, he would put his hands up in the air and say, hey, this is great. and so that is like a family phrase, usually when you're holding a Budweiser. Hey, this is great. You know, it's very
you
cool.
You know, this is great.
Very cool.
And it's Friday. The sun is shining. There is a gorgeous weekend on hand coming up in Central PA.
You betcha. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we can't be too serious this morning.
Oh, good, good, because it's Friday.
So I want, it's Friday, right? I want everybody just to, you know, get through your workday if you're working, if you're at home, whatever. But then when 5 p.m. hits, right?
Right.
Just let all your troubles and cares float away. It's the weekend.
All right.
You have 48 hours ahead of you to do whatever you want to do. And I want the only decision that you need to make is the following.
Okay, listen up, everybody.
It's Friday. The only hard decision you need to make, Central PA, is bottle or glass.
I go bottle. Have a good weekend, everybody.
I go glass. Bye, guys.
Bye.